had a good amount of reading, not just on defense, but things like healthcare, you know, the economy or, and energy policy.
Great. Well, Dr. Korb, thanks for joining us this evening on It's the Economy.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, have a good night, sir.
Okay, you too. Bye.
All right. That was Dr. Lawrence Korb, Ph.D. He's a senior fellow at the Center for American Progress, and you've been listening to It's the Economy. I'm Roger Wendell. The hour went much too quick. We're going to turn it over here in just a moment to Highway 322. I'll get that right. And Mike's taking that over this evening. And I also want to thank Tony for ably handling all the long-distance calls for these connections this evening on the phone. And again, It's the Economy. We'll be back on Thursday night. Thanks for tuning in to your community radio station, KGNU Denver, KGNU Boulder.
Good evening, Boulder. Good evening, Denver. It's time for Highway 322, as you can tell by the theme music. Hi, I'm Mike Finn. I'll be your host tonight. It's been a while since I've been on the show, about a little more than 2 months. So I guess I've been busy and the different way the show has played out as far as scheduling, but I'm glad to be back in the saddle. So we got an hour of folk music, broadly defined, and speaking of defining it broadly, I'm going to open it up with a little bit of acoustic blues here, and we got some Taj Mahal.
home. Tired of the South, trying to work my way back home. And I'm broke and I'm hungry, ain't got no money but a telephone. My feet are so tired, I think I'm gonna lay down. I said my feet are so tired, I think I'm gonna lay down.
That was Albert Collins for you, Traveling South. And before that, we heard the Neville Brothers, Yellow Moon. Before that, we had Memphis Slim doing Fast Boogie. And we started off that set with Taj Mahal doing Statesboro's Blues. So that little bit of a blues set on the folk show tonight. And it's probably good for me because I've got a mini case of the blues here. I built... using our new online playlist or our new playlist feature. I built the whole show the hour before I came on, and lo and behold, I must not have hit the right button to save it and bring it back up. So I got a minor case of the blues, but that's all right. We'll keep the tunes will pick me up, and I hope they're going to pick you up too as we move forward. But real quick, I want to thank everyone who contributed to our fall membership drive here at KGNU, because your financial support makes everything we do possible. I think you know that if you're a regular listener, and we just can't thank you enough. And as a community, we share these airwaves, both sides of the dial. I do want to say, if you didn't get around to pledging during the drive, we still need you. Help us reach our goal of 200,000 by donating online at kgnu.org. And that's a pretty easy way to do it. Or you can call 303-449-4885. And during business hours, we'll be able to hook you up. And we still have some great gifts available, too. All right, well, let's get this music going, keep it going. I'm going to do some picking here, and here's some mandolin music. Okay, how come we're not hearing mandolin music here, Mike? CD 4? Well, let's switch gears here, because the next thing I got queued up.
I can tell by the look in your eyes that you still care for me. But somehow you just won't admit, that's why it's so lonely, you see. Now if you have made up your mind, and if you still want me, you know, why do you keep me in doubt? Why don't you tell me so? I know, dear, I can't go on this way. Why don't you tell me so? Now if you have made up your mind, and if you still want me, you know, why do you keep me in doubt? Why don't you tell me so? When you will want me, you know, but it will then be too late for you to tell me so. Now if you have made up your mind, and if you still want me, you know, why do you keep me in doubt? Why don't you tell me so?
Okay, that was Blue Moon of Kentucky, and before that we heard Panhandle Country, and both of those were a big group of mandolin pickers, accompanied by Del McCurry on guitar, and the pickers you heard were there on the mandos plural, was Sam Bush, David Grisman, Ronnie McCurry, Jesse McReynolds, Bobby Osborne, Frank Wakefield, and Buck White. Before that, we heard Tony Trischka doing the tune Greenwood, and we started off that set after that little technical lapse there with J.D. Crowe in the New South saying, "Why don't you tell me so?" Singing, "Why don't you tell me so?" Okay, well, I have some tickets to give away. I have a pair of tickets for the guest list, and this is for Wayne the Train Hancock with Cowboy Dave Band. And that's going to be Saturday the 13th, not this Saturday, but the one after, Saturday the 13th at 8 p.m. It's an 18 and plus show. It's at the Oriental Theater. And so if you give me a call after the music starts up, I'll take a name and we'll make sure we get you on the list. And I just want to tell you, in case you're not familiar with Wayne Hancock, he's the real deal. Whether he's playing hillbilly swing or straight-up country, Wayne stays true to his rural roots and culture. And I'm pretty sure we've given away, I have given away tickets before for Wayne the Train Hancock. So the Cowboy Dave Band is a local group that performs honky-tonk and country western music. So looks like it's going to be a great show. We asked that you be a KGNU listener member, and you haven't won anything from us in the last 30 days. If you're not, we invite you to become a member now. Okay, so that's what we got. It's 7:34. This hour's just blasting by. I'm hardly keeping up. And I want to get the music going here. I'm going to do a little bit of I don't know what the heck I'm going to call it anymore. Folk rock, maybe? Here's some Leon. Leon Russell, that is.
Yes. just one thing I want to say before I go. There's always somebody out there in a darker place with no more tears to cry, no more time to wait. Somebody way outside the reach of helping hands, caught inside the storm of passing change. Anything can happen.
Thank you. white lipstick and one thing on their mind. Hey, little freak with the lunch pail purse. Underneath the paint, you're just a little girl. Sometimes you're so impulsive. You shaved off all your hair. You look like Boris Karloff. Unseen, you might wind up restricted and over 17. It's so hard to be careful, so easy to be led. Somewhere beyond the pavement, you'll find the living dead. Dancing at the zombie zoo. Disappears at sunrise. I don't know where she goes until the night comes falling down again. She shows up where the friends have a line. Yeah.
and disgusted is what you've grown up to be. But you had no idea what your dream had turned out to be. Oh, and you live for yourself. How does it feel to be the big daddy of them all? Well, you did it your way, man, you did it all. How does it feel to be the big daddy of them?
That was John Cougar Mellencamp, and on this album he was the Cougar in there. Later albums are earlier. I don't know, he was on and off John Cougar Mellencamp. Sometimes he was just John Mellencamp. Anyway, Big Daddy of them all. Before that we heard Zombie Zoo, and that was Tom Petty. And I played that for my Cardinals, St. Louis Cardinals world champions. Watching them was like watching zombies this year. They'd be on the brink, and you just couldn't kill them, and they won. So good for me for a fan of the Cardinals, and I wish all the Rocky fans out there good luck next year. Before Tom Petty, we heard Merle Sanders, Jerry Garcia, John Cotton, Bill Vitt with The Harder They Come, and we started off that set with Leon Russell and Anything Can Happen. Okay, I realized that when I told you about the ticket giveaway and I told you to call me at the studio, I did not get a studio number, so maybe that would help. 303-442-4242 if you want a shot at Wayne the Train Hancock with Cowboy Dave Band. And I also want to let you know about Greg Palast will return to the Front Range to speak on behalf of KGNU on Saturday, November 19th. Greg is touring in support of his new book called Vulture's Picnic, In Pursuit of Petroleum Pigs, Power Pirates, and High Finance Carnivores. There will be two talks, one in Denver at the Mercury Cafe at 2 p.m. and a second in Boulder at the University Church starting at 7 p.m. Copy of the book, new book, will be available at these events, and there will be a book signing following each talk. Tickets are $10 for KGNU members and $15 for the general public, and all proceeds benefit KGNU Community Radio. Tickets are available by calling 303-449-4885 weekdays 9 to 5:30 p.m. or they're also available online at kgnu.org. All right, it's 7:53. Got time to squeeze a few more tunes in before Ragtime America. And start this off with Bela Fleck and the Flecktones. We'll be right back. Okay, well, we're going to have to cut Bay LaFleck and the Flecktones off a little here because we're running out of time. That's going to do it for Highway 322 this week. I hope you'll join us next Thursday at 7 p.m. for another version of Highway 322. And you're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver. Stay tuned for Ragtime America.
Good evening and welcome to another Thursday night edition of Ragtime America. This is Jerry Maddock. I'm filling in for Jack Rummel, who will be back in 2 weeks. Actually, I'll be back next week with Dixieland Marmalade. But for tonight, we're concentrating on the stride and ragtime piano work of Richard McQueen Wellstood, who was born in Greenwich, Connecticut. This month, we'll be celebrating his 84th anniversary of his birth on November 27th. After learning to play piano in his hometown, Wellstood came to New York City in 1946 and was soon working with able musicians such as newcomer Bob Wilbur and veteran Sidney Bechet. In the early 50s, he visited Europe with Jimmy Archie's band, but divided his time between music and his law studies. After qualifying as a lawyer, he returned to full-time music, working mostly solo, but also in small groups with artists such as Roy Eldridge, Henry Red Allen, Coleman Hawkins, and Gene Krupa. In the 70s, his solo career expanded, but he also played in the world's greatest jazz band, and throughout his career, Wellstood recorded extensively, displaying a remarkable command of his instrument and a wide taste in jazz, although his clear experience and preference was for the older traditions. He was an accomplished exponent of stride piano. In the 80s, he continued to work as a single, but also played in a trio, the Blue Three, with Kenny Davern and Bobby Rosengarten, and briefly practiced law. Up next, we're going to be playing Scott Joplin's Ragtime Dance, and this is the first of several selections I'll be playing from the LP The Sting. Dick Wellstood plays the ragtime music of Scott Joplin. Owing to the tremendous success of the movie The Sting, featuring Paul Newman and Robert Redford with a soundtrack of Scott Joplin's ragtime, it was natural that Wellstood would jump on the bandwagon with a Joplin recording of his own. Joplin composed the Ragtime Dance in 1906, and it continues to be one of his most familiar compositions.